Hey friends, it's Tim. It is Friday, March 20, and I hope you're doing well. For me, this is I'm up early. It's my Sabbath, and so I wanted to record this, and then I enter into full Sabbath mode, this is my favorite day of the week. I love the Sabbath. I love being able to slow down and stop. Although life kind of has slowed down otherwise. I mean, has it not? I'm outside again, so hopefully the peaceful birds that were here yesterday have been converted into a rather annoying large bird. So if you hear a cawing, that's what's going on. But I love to be outside, even though it's a little bit wet. If possible, I love to be out. I'm an outdoor cat. So anyway, I got a couple thoughts I want to share on what's happening and what's going on right now. Especially yesterday, I spent a couple minutes just thinking through the big, grand, kind of overarching historical stuff. I want to this morning, or wherever you're listening to this, and whenever you're listening to this, I want to think about what's going on inside, because we are in this space right now where lots of change has happened really, really quickly. And when that happens, when we experience change really quickly, it disorients us. It knocks us off center a bit. And all change is experienced as loss in our body. Like, it feels like loss, and all loss has to be grieved. We have to grieve it. If you just try to keep pushing forward, it's in there. It's somewhere inside, and it'll manifest itself in all sorts of ways. I recognized in me this happening on Monday. Monday was one of those days where I was unaware of my anxiety, and I was unaware of the fact that I had been over-functioning all day long. Okay, oh, guys, there is, pause quick. There is the biggest, fattest bunny hanging out in my backyard right now. That's amazing. I love bunnies. And yeah, he's just chilling. Look at that. Oh, man. Yeah. Back to anxiety. I noticed on Monday that I'm gonna step in because it's starting to sprinkle. Noticed on Monday that there was this anxiety that I was carrying, and I was unaware of it. It was there, I was unaware of it, and I was over-functioning. That's kind of my go-to with anxiety, is to over-function. It's to produce. I was in online meetings all day using Zoom. Some of you have gotten very familiar with Zoom recently. And I actually, at one point, I had two meetings open at the same time, and I would mute one meeting, step into the other meeting, quote unquote, step into the other meeting, and then mute that meeting and jump back into the other meeting. And I had done this all day, like literally through my lunch. I was just in meeting after meeting after meeting, over-functioning, trying to like gain some sense of control on something that I knew deep down, no matter what I did, the only way I could control anything was to surrender. I could not, like, there's things you can do to help, but at the end of the day, there's just not a lot you can do. It was at the end of the day, my last meetings, I had some great people, speaking with them about ways that things they're doing and organizing to help. And after a whole day of doing this on Monday, I found myself literally unable to breathe at one point, like struggling to just like catch the next breath. And actually, in the meeting, they said, "Are you okay?" Because it was apparent just how the anxiety, it moved from like unconscious anxiety, like I didn't know it was there, to all of a sudden, oh man, I'm aware that this is here. And so when I'm anxious, I over-function. And when I'm at my worst in my anxiety, I will over-function, and then I will accidentally judge, people who aren't over-functioning or producing at the same level or speed at which I am. I don't know how you deal with anxiety. Maybe for you, it's anxiety shuts you down. Maybe that's how you deal with anxiety. But it's really important that we recognize when we're like when we're off center. It's really important that we recognize that. The Bible refers to anxiety a lot as worry, and the Bible actually has a lot. The scripture writers have a lot to say about worry, and so I just want to offer a few thoughts. First, let me just name that there is a difference between anxiety and fear. There is a difference between anxiety and fear. There was an author named Erwin McManus. He wrote a book recently. Oh man, I'm gonna. All my books are at my office at church, so I don't have the book in front of me. But he wrote a book, and in the book he talks about, again, that's Erwin McManus. But in the book he talks about how fear, you can like point at something that makes you afraid. If it's dark out and you're afraid of the dark, the reason you're afraid is because it's dark out. If you are finding yourself in, like in the scene of an accident, you are afraid because you're in the scene of an accident. Anxiety is when you can't actually name or pinpoint your fears. And so you're afraid, but you don't know why you're afraid. You're scared, but you don't know why you're scared. My best suggestion would be, when possible, let's convert our anxiety to fear. Let's put a word on it. Let's put a name on it. What are we afraid of right now? Maybe just take a moment and as you're jogging or relaxing or doing the dishes in the kitchen, whatever you're doing right now, take a moment and what are you afraid of in this? Like actually put language on it. Like the economy, is it that? Is it finances? Is it, what is this going to do to my job? Maybe you have people who work under you or for you, and like you've got hard decisions about their job, and you know their families. And yeah, just name that. Maybe it's health. Maybe you're worried that your spouse, or maybe it's a parent or grandparent, that this might be serious. Okay, name that. Name that. What you find in the scriptures is the book of Psalms, which is essentially the Jewish songbook, are just different ways that people are throughout history are naming their fears. How long, O Lord, are many of them begin. Let's convert anxiety, the unknown fear, to the known fear, because now we can at least deal with it. Now we can at least deal with it. A metaphor I heard somebody use before for the human body is, think of the body like a car. And there are all the emotions, like the Disney movie, there's all these emotions. We've got joy and anger and sadness and fear, and they're all in the car. Now, I don't know about you. I want joy driving my car as often as possible. And yet I also have fear. And fear at times is going to take the steering wheel. But if I can recognize in myself, okay, I am operating out of fear, not faith, not joy. I can ask fear to take its appropriate seat in the back again. I can actually deal with it. If it's anxiety, I can't name it. I can't find it. I can't locate it. But if it's fear, if I can put language to it, let me offer four quick, like 30-second things to deal with fear if you're feeling it. Things that I find helpful. First is simply to name it. Second, I want to suggest that you move from, that you try this language on. So if you come up with your list of things that you're afraid of, and you're finding yourself saying things like, I am afraid of losing my job. Okay. Which is really valid, really valid. I want to suggest you in this season move from I am afraid to we are all afraid. We are all afraid. Because right now, what I find great comfort in, weirdly, is that we're all in the same boat in this one. We all have questions about how this is going to play out. So we all are tired and exhausted and wondering how are we, like, why are we tired when we're just, like, in our house all day? Yeah, we're all there. We all are trying to figure out how do we parent well our kids through all this. We all are wrestling with the financial insecurities in this. We all are worried about our health and the health of our loved ones. And we all, I think, are probably a little worried about what the long-term consequences of, like, what this is doing to the human soul, the human psyche. Okay, yeah. So first, just name it. Second, try moving from I am to we all are. And then third, ask this question. This is an important one. I find this so helpful. where does this live? So where does this fear live? Is this fear in the past? Is this fear in the present? Or is this fear in the future? Is this fear or worry in the past? Is it something that I wish I would have done? Because we can't go back. So at some level, you have to let that go. Is this in the future? Are you worried about the decisions you will have to make someday? But it's actually not a reality today. I'm going to suggest that if it's a worry in the future, I love what Jesus says. He says, don't worry about the future. Look at the birds of the air. Don't worry about the future. And then he says, each day has enough worries of its own. And it's not comforting and comforting at the same time, that right now, today, there are enough things to worry about. And so let's worry about those things. Worrying about tomorrow is not helpful. I know it's easy to say and hard to do, but what can you do today? Like, what is the move you can make today? And then fourth, as weird as this is going to sound, I'm going to suggest some coping strategies around anxiety and fear and worry. I'm going to suggest a few coping strategies. We're going to do them anyway, and we're probably going to find ones like overeating, overdrinking, oversleeping, maybe like over-functioning, overworking. For me, a coping strategy that has been tremendously helpful is to get outside, get moving. Actually, some great science around how when your body is outside moving, when your arms are swinging, so you're running, you're moving, it actually is connecting both sides of your brain. And I suggest if you can, get out and run, walk. Maybe this is a great time to start the exercise program or the diet that you were looking to start. Okay. Get outside. I love the phrase metabolize some stress. Like, I just need to metabolize some stress. Maybe call someone. That's a great coping strategy. Actually, yesterday I accidentally called a friend. I didn't mean to. It was one of those accidental dials. And then I thought they were calling me. And I was like, okay, I haven't talked to this person in a while. And it was just a five-minute conversation. And it was so helpful. It was so great to hear their voice. Maybe get outside. Go for a run. Go for a walk. My dog has never been more walked than he is right now. And then last piece of advice is, you got to give yourself some grace in this season. You've got to give yourself some permission. If this is a season where your kids are watching more screen time and you're like, okay, like, yeah, that's okay. A little extra Netflix. You can maybe hear my child screaming in the background right now. Yeah, give yourself some grace. It's okay. Maybe not. I maybe should check on her. Anyway, my friends, I do miss you. I miss gathering with you, and I miss seeing you, and hey, we're in this together, and our God is in this with us. So we'll chat again soon, but for now, grace and peace, and would you enjoy this day?